is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Fires across Los Angeles County have killed at least 24 people and destroyed more than 12,000 structures. President Biden says to rebuild,
it's going to cost tens of billions of dollars.
And L.A. County Deputy Fire Chief Robert Harris with news that could set back the firefighting effort.
Severe weather conditions will continue through Wednesday. Please be assured that the Los Angeles County Fire Department is prepared, and we are anticipating winds and low humidity and low moisture, which will be a threat to the Los Angeles County area.
This will be another night of curfews in effect for the Palisades and Eaton fire zones. A federal judge in Florida has cleared the way for the release of part of a report by special counsel Jack Smith in the 2020 election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Unless a higher court blocks it, the special counsel report regarding Donald Trump and what happened on January 6, what Jack Smith found out about that investigation, is scheduled to be released after midnight tonight.
Federal prosecutors have said in court filings that the first volume of Smith's report pertains to the investigation into Trump's alleged efforts to subvert the transfer of power after the 2020 election. David Weiss, the prosecutor who investigated Hunter Biden, defends his probes in a Justice Department report and denounces President Biden for pardoning his son and for remarks that Weiss says malign the officials involved in the cases. A Russian woman arrested as a stowaway has been indicted. More from CBS's Peter King.
Federal grand jury has indicted Svetlana Dali and charged her officially as a stowaway for sneaking aboard a Delta flight from New York to Paris back in November. She was arrested a second time for cutting off a GPS monitor and trying to enter Canada nearly 3 weeks after her arrest in New York City. She's being held in Brooklyn and could get 5 years in prison if convicted. Yeah.
More than a dozen of President-elect Donald Trump's picks to run top federal agencies will be on Capitol Hill this week. Confirmation hearings begin tomorrow, with questions being asked of Trump's choices of Doug Collins to head Veterans Affairs, Doug Burgum as Interior Secretary, and, as CBS's Nancy Cordes reports, Pete Hegseth as Defense Secretary.
Not only is this one of the most pivotal roles in any presidential cabinet, but Hegseth has had a very rocky road. Allegations of sexual misconduct, allegations of fiscal mismanagement. They plan to pepper him with questions. They're also pushing for access to the FBI's background check.
South Korea says North Korea has fired an unidentified projectile toward the Sea of Japan. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost, so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
America's bourbon boom may be busting.
Enjoy it neat on the rocks.
The Wall Street Journal reports that 5 years after people began a pandemic splurge on spirits, it's petering out. With drinkers cutting back, going through their bourbon stock, and trading down to cheaper brands, the journal says distillers are cutting jobs and shelving expansion plans. An industry tracker finds sales of American-made bourbon, Tennessee, and rye dropped 4% in the first 9 months of 2024. The growing popularity of anti-obesity drugs, pot, and low and no alcohol drinks have also put a dent in sales. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Gains for oil and gas stocks and drops for big tech leave Wall Street mixed. Treasury yields rose ahead of updates coming later in the week on inflation. The bond market has been driving much of Wall Street's action recently, as hopes dim for coming cuts to interest rates by the Federal Reserve. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 5 above, wind chills down to 15 below. Sunny for tomorrow, not quite as cold, highs in the upper teens. Warming to the low 20s on Wednesday and upper 30s to low 40s Thursday and Friday. Right now it's 13.
Street when evening falls. Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter. And feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
easy, but I keep on waiting, anticipating for that soft voice to talk to me at night, for some tender arms to hold me tight. I keep on waiting, but it ain't easy, it ain't easy.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Change. and timeless hits. WRJN.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. Give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it could grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door. But that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are. And not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least 24 people have died in Los Angeles County wildfires. And the largest blaze, the Palisades Fire, which started last Tuesday, is only 14% contained. California crews are not just battling deadly wildfires on the ground. CBS's Rob Marciano has more on efforts to fight them from the sky.
As Santa Ana winds return, new fires could explode. The attack from above is crucial to knock down any blaze. And more large aircraft have arrived on scene. C-130 military transport planes have been modified specifically to fight wildfires.
President Biden has delivered a final speech on his foreign policy achievements during his administration. He touched on a potential ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza and says they are close.
The deal we have structured would free the hostages, halt the fighting, provide security to Israel, and allow us to significantly surge humanitarian assistance to the Palestinians who've suffered terribly in this war.
A missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted central Israel, sounding sirens and causing people to flee into bomb shelters. The Israeli military says several attempts were made to intercept a missile that was launched from Yemen. It later said the missile was likely intercepted. More details coming out about a close call between two passenger jets over Phoenix.